Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we continue the story of Abram in Genesis chapter 13. Let's listen to our guest reader, Dr. Woodrow Kroll, former president of Back to the Bible and a very good friend of the Ezra Project, as he reads the 19 verses of Genesis chapter 13.
Genesis chapter 13. So Abram went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the Negev. Now Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver and gold. And he journeyed on from the Negev as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place where he had made an altar at the first. And there Abram called upon the name of the Lord. And Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, so that the land could not support both of them dwelling together. For their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. At that time, the Canaanites and the Perizzites were dwelling in the land. Then Abram said to Lot, "Let there be no strife between you and me, and between your herdsmen and my herdsmen, for we are kinsmen. Is it not the whole land before you? Separate yourself from me. If you take the left hand, then I will go to the right, or if you take the right hand, then I will go to the left." And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw that the Jordan Valley was well watered everywhere, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, in the direction of Zoar. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself all the Jordan Valley, and Lot journeyed east. Thus they separated from each other. Abram settled in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled among the cities of the valley and moved his tent as far as Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked, great sinners against the Lord. Then the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, "Lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward, and eastward and westward. For all the land that you see, I will give to you and to your offspring forever. I will make your offspring as the dust of the earth, so that if one can count the dust of the earth, your offspring also can be counted. Arise, walk through the length and the breadth of the land, for I will give it to you." So Abram moved his tent and came and settled by the oaks of Mamre, which are at Hebron. And there he built an altar to the Lord.
In 1999, my journal entry on Genesis 13 was "Family Disputes Settle by Taking Initiative Like Abram. Giving up the best position, possibly separating for a time. Make decisions, then act. Then build an altar to the Lord." That's a pretty good list of solving family disputes, isn't it? First of all, don't gossip about it. Don't keep talking about it. Settle it by taking initiative. Next, and maybe even harder, give up the best position. Abram gave Lot the choice to take the best land. And he did. So to settle a family dispute, can you give up the best position? Next, maybe you need a cooling off period. Maybe you do need to separate for a period of time. And make a decision. Don't let the family dispute linger. Make a decision and then act on it. And then build an altar to the Lord. What does that mean? That means give the family dispute to the Lord. Depend on God, not on yourself, to solve the problems. And then watch God work. Those may be some practical suggestions from Genesis chapter 13 that you may need in your life right now. Verse 11 says, "So Lot chose for himself all the Jordan Valley, and Lot journeyed east. Thus they separated from each other. Abram settled in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled among the cities of the valley and moved his tent as far as Sodom. They acted on their decisions and moved on. In 2007, my journal entry is pretty interesting. It was my 52nd birthday when I read Genesis chapter 13, and most of the time when I write in my journals, I write about what I read first, and then I pray. But on this day, I prayed first, and I'm going to share some of those prayers from my 52nd birthday. Praise and thanks for life, 52 years on the earth, for saving me at 15, protecting me, keeping me from falling to temptation and sin, guiding me, blessing me beyond what I can think or imagine. Thanks for my past blessings, my future, one day, 40 years, 3 months, whatever you allow me. I commit to be a kingdom builder, lead people to Jesus, proclaim and promote your word. Knock off the rough edges of my Christianity. Grow me in you. And in my prayer, I ask for some birthday presents. Salvation of my household. Jason, Kendra, Stetler, Braxton, Ryan and Nicole, Shannon and Tench. Those were the members of my family at the time. And then I ask for another birthday present. Ezra, enlarge our tent. Stretch our curtains. Strengthen our tent pegs. And I ask for one more birthday present for me and Terry, my wife. One flesh, our later years, will be easier and better than our past 32 years. So those were the things that I personally prayed about on my 52nd birthday in 2007. Then I got into Genesis 13, and I wrote, Abraham was very rich. Abraham called on the name of the Lord. Being rich is not without problems. And I quoted verse 7. There was strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. I continued, the Lord is in control. For all the land which you see, I will give you, and I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth. I will give it to you. God blesses. Abraham's response, he built an altar to the Lord. Let's look at a few verses of Genesis 13. Verse 2, now Abraham was very rich in livestock and silver and in gold. Verse 5, and Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, so that the land could not support both of them dwelling together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. God has blessed both Abram and Lot. Verse 11, so Lot chose for himself all the Jordan Valley, and Lot journeyed east. Thus they separated from each other. Abram settled in the land of Canaan. After the separation, God speaks to Abram. Verse 14, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land that you see I will give to you and to your offspring forever. I will make your offspring as the dust of the earth, so that if one can count the dust of the earth, your offspring can also be counted. Arise, walk through the length and the breadth of the land, for I will give it to you. Earlier, Abram had left his whole family, his hometown, and he journeyed forth in obedience to the Lord. Lot came with him, but now God separates even Lot from Abram. Now, completely alone, God speaks to Abram once again and assures him he's on the right path. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings, for your assurance when we make decisions and you confirm them for us. Thank you for blessing Abram beyond what he could think or imagine. Though following you may not be easy, you certainly bless along the way. Give us the courage to follow you. Give us the courage to obey you. And when it gets lonely, Lord, speak into our hearts that we're on the right path with you. Thank you for walking with us through this journey of life. In your name we pray, amen.